Jay from The Gay Experience, giving you a new brand new show, so enjoy this song and I'll catch you after it. Hey bitches.
Shining, so I hop in my jet, and I've got the balls out. It's so big, I play with myself.
Oh, fuck yeah,
yeah. Cause I've got diarrhea. Who wants to come and eat my ass out? Fucking devil, I'm Florida. The new fucking devil, just like balls. Devil, devil. Fucking hot, I pick him up. God, yeah. God, I'm a fucking god. I said, I'm feeling him up and down. Now, yeah, we're getting crazy. We're gonna fuck. My name's fucking Bruce Dangle. Cause I dangle like balls. The things I wanna fuck are squirrels, rabbits, wolves, bears, lions, zebras, kangaroos, and little monsters. I just want your penis. I just want your cock. I'm on fire, flaming. My balls look just like rocks. I want to fuck noodles. I want to fuck rice. I want to fuck Santa. Man, they're naughty and nice. Come on.
So he's a gay man, in case you couldn't tell. Yeah, fuck man all the time with the snail. With his long arm, he gives a reach around. Takes a bath in a bathhouse with a large power. With his dick out, get down, 69. Drinks ass like it's water, just like a fine wine. As he sips the shit, he enjoys his life. That's Bruce Dangles from Florida, right?
I'm gay, I fuck my teddy. Fuck spaghetti, cause I'm such a homo. In case you don't know, I'm a rip it out, no, no. I said, just do it up from my asshole. Get a cucumber and put it real deep. Yeah, yeah. So hop up in my jaggy fucking bag. I suck a dick like a leech. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Good morning, bitches and bitches. This is your host, Jay, here back again. Sorry I've been gone for so long. Just had a fucking weird week. Just with school and... I don't know. I'm officially now a poor college student because it's impossible to get ahead nowadays. It's just, if you don't go to school, you're screwed. If you do go to school, you're fucking screwed. So I don't know how people do it anymore. I'm going to the local community college. Which, already there, is a mistake to begin with. I should have just waited another semester. I went to a regular college like I had planned, but I figured, no, let me not waste my time. Let me go to school. This school is as ghetto as it can get. First of all, I knew I was in trouble when I went to pick up my books, and you had to check your bag in before you had to go in to the bookstore. Now, if you guys have ever been to a store, I don't know if you guys are in the suburbs or wherever you fuck you are, but if you ever been to a store and you had to check in your bag, you know you're in trouble. And it's hilarious, but the school is ghetto. Like, I went to go pick up my schedule, and a black bitch in there is just ignorant. Just ignorant for no apparent reason. I don't get it. You know, I'm the next one in line, and there's like this Korean girl in front of me, right? And this woman just snaps on her. She's just asking simple questions. She's like, you know, I was like, I'm a mom up next. The woman, no joke, said to the Korean girl, "Can you fucking see the sign right there? Wait to next to be called next." I'm like, "What the fuck?" And I noticed this. I don't know why, but people pick and choose who they yell at. Because that motherfucker, that bitch would have said something like that to me, I would have ripped her little extensions out. I don't give a fuck, bitch. Just because you work here, and I know damn well you get paid well, and I know you don't have no fucking degree. Because if not, you wouldn't even work in a financial aid office. Or at fucking register office combined, because obviously they don't have one. They have it combined, motherfuckers. For a school that has 20,000 students. I would have ripped every little single extension out of her fucking head. I would have went over the counter, and I would have been in jail. See, people pick and choose when they snap at someone. That's what pisses me off about America nowadays. Don't know. Pick on the little innocent Korean girl that doesn't know any English and trying to better herself. Bitch. It's not my fault you work here. Swear to God. See, this is why. That's why sometimes you can't give minorities good jobs. I'm sorry. That's what it is, because we fuck it up. We're not right. We, as a minority, fuck ourselves up. Yes, the stereotypes are true. Sometimes they're not, give you that, but most of the times they're true. Yes, I admit, I'm Puerto Rican, and sometimes we can be very lazy. I'm not lying to you. Sometimes we're not the hardest workers. We have more opportunities than any other minority sometimes, and we don't do anything with it. This woman, she acted like a typical black chick. I'm sorry. It's not my fault you wanted to eat a chicken wing in between the classes. It's not my fault that you don't want to take students knowing there's a line of 40 people trying to pick up their schedule, and you're in there eating chicken wings and fries. I'm sorry, it's not my fault. Bitch, it's not a break. This is why you're fat. You're sitting at a desk eating chicken wings. Man, what the fuck? I don't understand people. Anyway, that was my fuck you for today. Fuck community college. I'm not going to be there ever again. My teachers are just crazy. I have a lesbian teacher for biology. I don't know. I just said that she was a lesbian, but I don't know. She cannot be. She could be a regular person. But she's a bitch, too, and I didn't cuss her out just because I had to be stuck with her all the semesters, and I need an A in the class. So, I didn't do it. Other than that, the school is, I guess, fine. My anthropology teacher's cool. My math teachers are cool. My pre-calculus teachers. Other than that, I don't have a problem with it. It's just sometimes some of these minorities act like minorities, and I have a problem with that. That's all. Anyway. I actually taped a show for last week, and I didn't play it. Just because I had so much shit going on in my life. School, work. I had a little bit of technical difficulties and all that. So I will play this after this. I will play another song. But the first song that you just heard was called Gay Men Everywhere. It's a remix by Bruce. You can find that at myspace.com in the music section if you guys are looking at or interested in downloading it. So, and also, I'm glad that so many people are signing up to MySpace account. You know, thegayexperience@gmail.com. Thanks a lot. Some shit is not put up yet. I'm going to be working that on this week. Just haven't had the time to put it all up. You know, be patient with us. Us podcasters don't get paid for this. We don't get much. The only way, and I mean, I get very little. Like, I do get some of it, but that's only people if you log on to my website, thegayexperience@gmail.com. You don't have to click on any of the advertising, but if you look at my website, I get like a cent or so. And that pays enough for me to pay my monthly fees on this, keep you updated. Now, if I worked this full time, I wouldn't care because I love this. I would love to do radio all the time. But, unfortunately, I can't do it. I don't get paid for it sometimes, and sometimes I won't be able to give you a show, but I do my best because I do like what I do. So, other than that, let me get to one topic. It's actually been very slow in news, on gay news, period, or even news that is worth talking about. The only thing that I brushed through, and I didn't read the article, and I'm going to go and actually post it on my blog this week. And actually, there's going to be a lot of things posted, so if you guys that are signed up to the gay experience at blogspot.com, you can, you know, plug in your email and sign up that way. You'll get a lot of, like, announcements that I'm putting a lot of stuff up there. That's because I have some stuff that should have been up there and some things that I'm going to update. Also, my server that I use, when I originally did this show, they lost all my files. So I ended up loading them back up, and those are like the first shows, like my first music cast, my all my shows from before. What happened is they're slowly finding where they store it at, because they screwed up. So what they're doing is they're posting them again, because they say I was lost, and they're doing it. So they're just posting it. So if you get an extra show on there, I'm sorry, I apologize. Once I see it, I delete it, but be patient. Other than that, I'm so excited that so many people have downloaded my show. It's actually getting really, really popular. I'm getting emails from people, and I love the emails. Keep bringing them on. And also, people are adding me in their podcast list. Like, they say they love my show. They love that I'm so fair and I'm so out there. So, thank you, people. Thank you. So, all right. The one topic that I have today, actually, I looked through it briefly. I'm going to go again and read the article, and actually I'm going to talk to this more on Wednesday, because I'm going to have actually 3 shows this week, hopefully, if everything works out the way I wanted to. The first thing the only thing that I'm going to talk to you today, because actually the show that I'm going to plug in after the song that I'm going to play, is actually pretty big. It's actually All Advice. But the one thing that I talked about is community college and actually the Free Library of Philadelphia blocked all gay contact on the internet. Now, people were a little bit in uproar from what I heard from people, and it wasn't fair, and I don't think anybody really read the full article. But the reason they claim that they blocked the gay contact out of their libraries, kind of like parental controls, is because of all the porno sites. And, you know, the gay community is up in an uproar because it's blocking also regular sites. Now, granted that if someone's interested in looking like the Gay Coalition or some self-help group, they should be able to look it up on the internet. But the other thing is, have you ever typed gay in Google? Because I have, just to try to find like gay news and stuff that we should talk about. A lot of porno sites pop up. It's just, you know, and even with a filter, they still come through. Because I looked at it. Trust me, I put in the filter so I just don't get the porn. Granted, we all look at porn, but when I'm talking about news, I don't want my porn to pop up. Yeah, there's a lot of porn out there. And you know what? Small minds or little kids shouldn't be looking at another guy getting fucked up the ass and shit or getting peed on. I'm sorry. Until we find a way to fix this, granted, we gotta work on it. And unfortunately, you know, the gay community puts a lot of shit out there that shouldn't be put out there. You know, we give a bad name for ourselves sometimes, and oh well, this is what happens. Sorry, I'm just sipping on my coffee. I love coffee. Oh, it's good. I love coffee in general. But anyway, let me give you this song. This one's called Unconditional. And it's actually written by a person here from Philly, actually a girl, really cute little girl called Ashley Phillips. I found her song and plugging it in there. That's another one you can find from myspace.com. So here you go. Then after that, I'm going to play you a new show. Keep in mind, it was taped last week. So keep it on there. And actually, I see you Wednesday, because I will have one on Wednesday, because I have time to do it on Wednesday. So bye, girls. Enjoy the song. Thank you.
sunset sinking beneath my skin. My thoughts are tangled in your curls. All the memories of a secret love. I can imagine that our passion nearly faded. I'm hopelessly hopeless. The way I cling to
Hey guys, this is your host Jay from The Gay Experience giving you another podcast. It's Wednesday night, the 18th. Loving you guys, loving you. So how you bitches doing today? Well, I figured today I'd answer some emails. I just been falling behind on my work and stuff like that. And today was my first day of school, so I couldn't do it during the day. So I want to put something out there. I apologize that I didn't get a second show. I actually taped it. But I had some technical difficulties, so I couldn't be posted. What I'll do is I'll mix that with my music show, so I'll have like, you know, like an hour worth of show. But today I'm really just going to also give you a story, and I'm also going to answer all your emails. Well, most of them anyway. I'm going to leave some stuff for the end of the week. But I'm also going to give you a lot of advice today, at least some advice, and I'm going to leave you with a story, and then I'm going to do a fun thing. I'm going to do horoscopes today, so hope you guys bitches like it and enjoy it. So I had this email from EK. I guess his name is Eric from his email, and I just wanted to give him a shout out. He says he really liked my customer service bit, saying that it was very, very funny, and just wanted to let him know that I got his email. So if I seem a little weird, I've been up since 5 in the morning and it's like 8 o'clock at night. So, you know, give a bitch a break. Give her a fucking break. And if you hear some people in the background, I'm on a train, so ignore that shit too. So, anyway, back to the subject. I'm getting all out of the way. Well, EK, or Eric, whatever he likes to be called, you know, he asked me for some advice, and he said he's moving to Philly in March and that he really enjoyed my customer service commentary. You know, I was just pissed because I think customer service is just really fucking dead. Like, people don't want to help you, and I think you just gotta act really ghetto to get your way.
So, the one thing that I found funny was that he's asking some advice on how to move to Philly. Now, a few things that you have to watch out if you move to Philly that caught me off guard. First of all, don't give the homeless people money. Now, this is my mistake that I did when I was in Philly, when I first moved in. Because I lived in Wilmington, and there's no homeless people in Wilmington. I don't know if they were all secretly killed or shot. I don't know what the fuck happened, but there's no fucking homeless people in Wilmington. So, what I did was, like, you know, we'd give them change, money to, you know, because I felt bad, you know, you're homeless, you know, they might be wanting to get something to eat. Now, they're like fucking pigeons. You feed them, they keep coming back. So, no. And then they threaten you. They say that if you don't give them money, they're going to cut you. They can get violent. What people really don't know what happened in Philadelphia was a homeless shelter closed down for the mentally insane. And they, instead of, you know, finding another home for them, they just let them out on the street. So half of these homeless people out there are just fucking nuts. So if you feed them, they're going to come back. They're going to be like pigeons. Second of all, you have to be rough. Be careful because you could get run over. Motherfuckers, people forget that you have the right of way in Philadelphia and you can't fucking walk out there without getting run over or being, you know, mean. Driving in Philly or even walking in Philly is completely different than any other fucking city. People don't act, they don't let you go by. Like, if you stop at a red light, people still want to keep going, so you gotta be careful running around. And if you drive, watch out for the bikes, because people are retarded. People on bikes don't follow, like, signs. So that's another one that pisses me the fuck off. Anyway, what else can tell you about Philly? Philly's great, rents are high. Don't get caught up in a lot of the gay scene. The gay scene is alright. I really love the gay scene. But the only thing I hate about Philly is that these gays around here just are quick to run off their mouth. Like, I haven't met this in any other city than, I mean, I haven't got around a lot, but especially in Philly, these bitches like to talk. You say one thing, it'll get spread all over the place, and the gay scene just, they're vicious. I'm sorry, there's nothing more vicious than a gay queen. I'm sorry. Other than that, I mean, Philly's a great city. I love living here. It's a little dirty that I'm used to, but I love it's fast pace. It's not New York, but it's not like Wilmington, which is slow pace. So it's a nice little city. Just watch out for those bitches. And I don't know, the crap out here, I think people just stop caring. Like, lately I've just been noticing that people don't care what they look like. Like, I've been walking out and I'm like, what the fuck am I dressing up or looking nice? Because half of these motherfuckers out here are not even looking nice. I mean, another thing that drives me nuts about Philly is that, I'm sorry, my mind's just slipping, but yeah, motherfuckers, I think, you know what, looking nice is just really dead, just like customer service. Like, these motherfuckers, I'm trying to dress up nice for them, and I'm not for them, but, you know, you want to look nice, and sometimes, as much as people hate it, you want to be eyeball sometimes. You know, what the fuck, you know, sometimes you people always say that they dress nice for themselves. No, people, you dress nice for other people, because you want to look nice for other people, just like bitches dress for other bitches, so those fucking fags. Fags want to be eyeballed, they want to pick up someone, knowing that they can pick up someone. Not that everybody goes and picks up someone, they just want to know that they can. So, you know, that, I just, the crap in men in Philly are just probably down. Like, I talked to a few people, and they say the same thing. The crap in men in Philly are not that great. Thank God I have a boyfriend, so I don't have to worry about that shit. But other than that, I love the gay scene. I love that you can get a taste of a little of everything. And I love just the city in general. I've been happy. I've been here about 2 years and feel really good about it. Now, I want to give a shout out to Ross. You know, he writes and says he enjoys the show. So, I'm giving you a shout out. Let's see what else. Oh, now, this is more of a serious tip on it. Now, this question I must get asked all the time, and
there's really no right way to answer it, but I can give you a little bit of advice about it. Now, this kid writes, you know, he really doesn't write his name, he just says, is the time to come out yet? Which is really cute.
I love that. But it says, when is the right time to come out to my parents? I'm 17 years old and I'll be going away to college in August. I'm paying my own way, so I don't even depend on my parents for anything. Any tips? Now, you know, you have a different case. When you don't depend on your parents, you can come out any time. I don't recommend anybody stay in the closet unless there's an excuse. Because sometimes the world is vicious. You know, we don't live in a world that's completely pink. We get, you know, we get affected if we come out of too early or too late. And people are going to talk. People are going to eventually talk regardless. It doesn't really matter. So, and my tip is, you know, if you already, when you go away to college, you know, go ahead and go away in case, you know, they want to kick you out of the house, because you never know. Because even the most parents that you think is going to be more accepting is going to kick out their kids. Now, my thing is, sit your parents down, even sit your whole family and say, look, I have something to tell you. You know, I'm gay. You know, I don't know how you guys are going to react to it, but this is who I am. And then let them digest. They might not accept it at first, and don't start arguing. Don't start to be like, this is who I am, and whatever. No. You leave the subject alone. You tell them you're gay, and let them digest it. Because once they digest it, they might be more open to the idea of you being gay. Don't argue, because when you push, someone's going to push back. People are not just going to sit there and take it. So people don't push back. You know, let them digest it, then later on. Now, then after that, you have to pick and choose. If they don't accept it, then you, like I always tell people, don't flaunt your sexuality in front of their faces. You don't want to be known as a gay kid that comes to family dinners and acts up. Be easy about it. You know, slowly talk to them, see if they're more accepting. Give them, you know, reassure them that their fears are, you know, none. Like, most people think, oh, you're gay, you're going to get AIDS. You know, and it's typical because a lot of us fags don't strap up a condom and we kill other people. So, you know, be easy about it. Other than that, it's anytime it's good for you. When you feel like you live in a lie, just, you know, tell them. Or if some people just never come out, but I don't recommend that because it's not healthy for you to keep something in. Now, alrighty, next to the next advice is, this guy writes, help, back in the closet. Another cute comment. I don't know where you guys come up with this shit. I sort of got fags sometimes. But he writes, help, I've been dating this incredible hot guy for 6 months. Everything's fair except for one thing. He has a corporate job and he's still in the closet. His parents don't even know about it yet. I've talked to him about the subject and his response was, he can't come out because I can lose my job over it. I don't know what to do. I really like this guy, but I do feel like I'm back in the closet. Help. Well, dear back in the closet, the only way that I can help you with, I mean, it's not a right way or a good way to say this, but there's two options you're going to do. You're either going to accept the way he is and wait until to see if he comes out. If he doesn't accept it, or you're going to have to leave him. It's cut and dry, but I'm going to tell you why. The main reason is, I was in the same predicament, and I chose to end it. Because the guy was a music producer, and before you basically say anything, no, I'm not going to tell you who he is. My boyfriend knows who he is, but nobody else knows. And before you say it, it's no name brand people. Like, he's written a song that got produced and is in a current video. And the reason I know this is because I recognize it because he used to sing me the same song. So don't ask because I won't tell. And for you guys knowing, like, he'll never be like out in the open. So I chose to end it. Because, you know, as a music producer, you can't be openly gay music producer. Unfortunately, that's not the way the business works. But, to, you know, answer your question, you can't force someone to come out. That's just plain and simple. If you force them, they're going to resent you because they could lose their job. Unfortunately, in some states, it's not illegal to fire someone for being gay. I know it's not in Pennsylvania if you work in a family place. It's not illegal.
It's illegal in some parts of it. They can get away with it in some, like, restaurants and stuff. But, you know, just gotta be careful. And if you another question that you need to ask yourself is, like, how is your other relationship? Do you think of leaving him just because of that? Is he openly gay with you? Like, do you guys go to clubs? Do you guys hang out at gay bars? Or is he uncomfortable with you being in public with him? Now, if that's the case, then maybe sometimes you have to choose, see if you want to leave him. But if your other relationship is fine over that, I'm going to just wait it out, because he might come out, but he might just be scared. And remember, when you came out, it couldn't be easy. I know mine was pretty easy, but I still was nervous as shit to come out. So, you know, just be careful. I mean, it's not easy coming out. Imagine how you did, you know? So, anyway, let me give a shout out to John, because he seems to be, like, one of my listeners that seems to write me the most. And also, I want to apologize to my audience, because I said that my Space account was going to be up and running this week. Like, well, you can sign up to it, but I haven't put any information of my own there. So I will fix it. Most likely by Friday it'll be up and running by the next show, because I plan to fix my blog, put a bunch of stuff that I need to put up. I'm also going to put a quarterly book club. So if you guys want to read some gay stuff, or if you're a gay writer, send me some stuff, because I know some music people are sending me stuff to put in my podcast, because I try to put in a fresh new song in every podcast. So do that. And bitches, I love getting your emails. You know, shout out to, like, Ross, if I haven't given you a shout out yet, you know, Eric, a few other people that email me, and I love hearing from you. I laugh all the time. And if it's just to tell me, bitch, you know, I like your show, or bitch, I hate what you said, I don't really give a fuck. Send me any email, because I laugh and love getting it. So tell me that shit. God, it's fucking cold out here. I'm out in the street. You know, this is the shit I sacrifice for you people. But that's because I love you guys. I love you. So, you know, give a bitch a break, because I know I promised some things and I haven't had a chance to do it. But unlike, you know, just like my other podcasters, we don't get paid for this. We do it for fun, because we like you people. So, you know, enjoy. Let's see what else. Give me an email. You know my email address, thegayexperience@gmail.com. And you could check out my blog at thegayexperience@gmail.com. Or if you want to join me at MySpace, click myspace.com, then put in my email, thegayexperience@gmail.com, and that will come up. Now, bitches, I'm gonna give you something funny and fun, just because sometimes I don't want to be a little dull, because I did give you a lot of serious shit, and I will answer all of your other questions on Friday, because I definitely will have a show on Friday. Now, for the horoscopes, Aries. Yes, sometimes you need to take it up the ass with a new loop. It's just the way it goes. I don't like it, you don't like it, but that's just the way it is. Taurus. Yes, sometimes you have to grab the bull by the balls. So start doing it. Gemini. If you sleep with twins, it's not considered a double date.
Cancer. Crying is not going to get you any more laid than before. Leo. What were you thinking wearing a denim suit out there? What the fuck were you thinking? Virgo. There really are no virgins in this world. Just, there really aren't. That's not really a horoscope. Libra. Just remember, everybody loves you any way you are. There's always somewhere that's willing to fuck you, whether you're ugly, pretty, anything. Scorpio.
No. It's not okay sometimes to take two dicks up their ass. It isn't.
It just really isn't.
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius, no, it's not okay to hit someone in a... to beat someone up after sex. It's not. It's not called foreplay. No, let it go. Capricorn. Yes, there's always room for tossing salad. Aquarius.
Just because you come in a bathtub doesn't mean it's sort of a wet dream. And Pisces?
No, it's not okay to be with a girl just for the sex.
Here you go. That's our horoscope for this week. I love you guys. This is Jay from The Gay Experience. Hit me an email at thegayexperience@gmail.com or check out my blog, thegayexperience.blogspot.com. Love you, bitches. Check me out on myspace.com. Plug in my email. Love you. See you next week. Bye-bye. And take care of yourself. Because if you don't take care of yourself, how the fuck are you going to love someone else?